Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Saturday, March 30th. On today's show, Chinese universities' ideological and political courses are facing a soft conflict between teachers and students. Plus, Zhang Qingxin emphasizes that political leaders should not hype up issues for political gain domestically. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a look into the Chinese education system. In a research room at a university in Fuzhou, a young teacher who recently obtained a doctorate is teaching a course on business culture. Three other teachers, including a professor from another school, are listening in. After about 30 minutes, the listeners critique the doctoral teacher's content, style, and methods, with a focus on the course ideology situation. Young teachers are generally considered the weak link in conducting course ideology. Against the backdrop of the Chinese Ministry of Education's strong promotion of course ideology and big ideology courses, how they teach is receiving more attention from the school. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this course ideology and big ideology courses?
Certainly, David. The course ideology and big ideology courses are part of the ideological and political education in Chinese universities. It has evolved from ideological and political courses to course ideology and big ideology courses, with the political color centered on Xi Jinping's thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era, becoming increasingly strong. It seems that all social activities must be mixed with ideological elements. All teachers must incorporate ideological elements into their courses, and all projects must conduct ideological research. This is a political task.
How is this course ideology and big ideology courses implemented in the universities?
To urge the implementation of course ideology and big ideology courses, some schools will even spot check teachers' teaching plans. From 2022 to now, schools require all courseware of all courses to be remade to meet the requirements of course ideology. Deans and associate deans of various colleges will spot check teachers' electronic teaching plans to see if ideological elements account for a certain proportion. The Academic Affairs Office will also spot check teaching plans, and a few teachers from each college will be selected. However, it is impossible to check all teachers' teaching plans because there are too many teachers in the whole school.
What has been the reaction from the teachers and students to this course ideology and big ideology courses?
According to Professor Mao from a university in Fuzhou, older teachers in the same department have a lot of resistance to course ideology and big ideology courses, considering them to be formalistic practices. However, a teacher from Ma'anshan said that course ideology and big ideology courses are political tasks. Everyone must do it. Even experimental courses in engineering must include ideological and political factors, which is absurd. On the other hand, a professor of engineering at Xiamen University said that his school did not require every course to conduct course ideology. Although the academic secretary will send emails asking everyone to declare course ideology, demonstration construction courses, and the like, and there are reward measures, he mentioned that young teachers are more interested in this because it is useful for job title evaluation.
What is the impact of this course ideology and big ideology courses on the teaching and learning process?
According to Professor Mao from Fuzhou, although his teaching style has not changed much before and after the school advocated course ideology, there are still some changes, mainly for some content involving morality and ethics, which would not be emphasized before, and now it will be highlighted. However, a teacher from Ma'anshan said that before, natural science and engineering technology disciplines were generally weak in three-view education. Now, for the sake of course ideology, three creations, creativity, innovation, entrepreneurship, national craftsmen, and so on, are all used as ideological education elements.
Thanks for joining us, Celeste. Moving on to another political issue, Malaysia's Minister of Tourism, Arts and Culture, Datuk Seri Nancy Shukri, has recently voiced concerns over political leaders who, in her view, are stirring up issues for their own political gain, disrupting people's livelihoods, undermining social peace, and even exacerbating racial divisions and extremist thinking. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you elaborate on the minister's concerns?
Certainly, David. The minister believes that political leaders should be deeply aware that they must fulfill their duties to serve the people based on the will of the people and the demands that people are longing for, rather than fostering a bad atmosphere of stirring up issues.
What kind of issues is she referring to?
She's referring to unnecessary issues that have been turned into political, racial, and religious issues, causing social unrest and even gradually heating up mutual suspicion and hostility among various ethnic groups. She expressed her sadness that the domestic atmosphere in Malaysia has recently fallen into a tumultuous autumn.
And what does she suggest as a solution to this problem?
She believes that the duty of political leaders is to correct and reform, to help the country progress, to help society develop, and to make the national economy and the lives of the people better. She made these remarks at the 63rd anniversary dinner of the Mua Guansheng Gong Fellowship Association.
Did she mention any specific incidents that have contributed to this atmosphere?
While she did not specifically mention the incident of a petrol bomb being thrown at a KK convenience store in Perak, she did point out at the meeting that the act of throwing petrol bombs is clearly a phenomenon of social division.
On a different note, she also spoke about the country's 24 festive drums. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, she mentioned that Malaysia's 24 festive drums will be working with the International 24 Festive Drums community and the Ministry of Culture in the next 2 years to apply for the 24 festive drums to be included in the UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage List. She stated that she and her department will provide the greatest support and assistance within their capabilities.
That's certainly a significant cultural development. Thanks for that report, James. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.